Hello and welcome to our podcast, Investments in Panama. I'm Klaus Happ, and it's a pleasure for me to be today the interview partner for Jamie from Swiss Asset Management Talk. Today we are going to speak about the real estate market in Panama and how to obtain a second residence in Panama. So please enjoy our podcast. All the best, Klaus Happ.
Hello, Klaus, and welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Hi, Jamie. It's a pleasure for me to be in your podcast. Hello, everybody.
I'm very excited to learn more about what you do because I feel that today's topic is something that a lot of clients and prospects have contacted me about in the past couple of weeks. How about we start by you just telling us a little bit about your company, the Frappan Invest, what you do, and also maybe a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you ended up where you ended up.
Yes, perfect. Sure. Well, I'm 46 years old and I'm here from Frankfurt. My wife, she's from Panama. And that's why I fell in love with this beautiful country already in 2008 when I traveled first time to Panama. I worked as a banker in the financial markets here in Frankfurt for 23 years. And at some point came the moment when I wanted to change my life and start with something new. Something of my own that I was really passionate about. And after I bought my own property in Panama in 2013 to diversify our own assets and having understood how this works, I had the business idea that this could be interesting for larger assets as well to diversify the assets of investors. So I built up my professional business network in Panama and introduced processes to handle real estate purchases efficiently, and finally started my own real estate business in Panama with my company Frappan Invest in the beginning of 2017. And we support wealthy investors to invest in real estate in Panama, and we administer the properties of our clients as well. And now I travel to Panama every 2 or 3 months, and I organize investor and delegation trips to Panama to show interested investor investment opportunities. And with our team of lawyers, we as well support people that are interested to get their second residence in Panama.
You have started to answer the question so beautifully by saying that you fell in love with the country. What makes Panama so special to you? What makes it different than other countries?
Well, I love Panama because of it's very beautiful, and my wife is from Panama. But in general, Panama combines several very interesting facts that are very important for investors. And to name some of them, well, the real estate market offers attractive rental yields in US dollar because the US dollar is the national currency of Panama. That makes Panama quite special. And for example, in best location in Panama City, first line on the Pacific Ocean, we buy properties with high quality standards for an average of $2,500 per square meter and rent them out for $13 to $15 per square meter. That gives a net rental yield after a cost of about 5% annual. And the high rental income results from the demand for rent from multinational companies, from NGOs, international business people, or retirees from abroad. And Panama has been one of the fastest growing countries in the world since 2002, about 6 to 8% per year GDP growth. But of course, Panama is right now, like every other country in the world, in an economic crisis because of the corona pandemic. But for Panama, the most important objective is to come out better of the crisis than the neighbored Latin American countries. And in other words, to be relatively better, more stable, and more interesting for investor and large multinational corporations than the other Latin American countries. As in the past, Panama, in my opinion, will succeed in doing so again, because the main reasons are the enormous revenues generated by the Panama Canal, the US dollar, and the security that the country offers. And I think for this reason, more than 250 multinational corporations are based in Panama, and more of a half of them have their headquarters for all Latin America in Panama cities. Companies like Procter & Gamble, Adidas, Nestle, as well the United Nations. Yeah, and I think these are the main reasons, as well for investors, why Panama is so special and unique. And for investors, Panama offers investment protection through Western structure. They have a land register, like we have it here in Germany or in the US as well, where the owners are registered with their properties. Yeah, and for example, as well, there was a Forbes report from Forbes a few months ago that describes Panama City as the real estate market on the American continent where an investment normally will pay off fastest after the corona crisis. That you could provide as well the link after the podcast.
Yes, I will be happy to do so. But you just mentioned sounds quite fascinating. I didn't know about all the companies who have their like South American headquarters in Panama. What are the like the specific investment opportunities you offer? I think I've had a quick peek at your website before we started, and I saw that you have different kind of investment opportunities. Maybe you can also share about that.
Yes, of course. Well, all depends on the requirements and the needs of the investors. So we offer direct and indirect investments. In general, until now, the main objective of our investors has always been to diversify their assets or even their asset location outside of their domestic hemisphere. For example, because they do not feel so comfortable with the politics and the asset protection in their home countries. Indirect investment means that we created an investment fund with our partners here in Frankfurt that invests in residential properties in Panama. And in January 2018, we began to build up a diversified real estate portfolio in which investors as limited partners could participate. But of course, on the other side, we offer direct investments. That means that the buyer is registered in the land register as owner. And this could be, for example, I mean, there's a big variety, but for example, properties in prime location, for example, in Panama City, in the first row of the Pacific, for your own use or to rent them out to get a high rental income in US dollar, or to make your own restoration of a unique UNESCO building in the historical district of Panama City, so the old town of Panama. Or, for example, there are developers right now, for example, they offer a 6% net rental income guaranteed on two luxury artificial islands just in front of Panama City. It's named Ocean Reef. It's one of my favorite places in Panama City. But finally, it all depends on the needs and objectives of the investors. So to listen to them, what they really want, what is their objective, why do they want to purchase in Panama, and then we decide and advise how to do it. And with our service, we find hopefully the right property, and we as well help to negotiate the purchase price, to help with the complete buying process. And if required, we manage the property, we administer it as well.
Do you also help clients to find someone to rent the apartment out to? Or is that something that the client would have to do on their own?
No, we help there as well. Okay. So this is part of our service because we are already quite experienced and have our network in Panama. Yes, to help to find the right tenant for the right net rental income. So, for example, employees from the mentioned multinational companies, or we have tenants from the United Nations. We have business people who are self-employed and working in Panama. Yeah, we help. So what we do, we have a service from just the beginning to listen and to understand what the people are looking for, the investors, and then to bring them to Panama if they want, and to accompany them in their trip in Panama to find the right property, to purchase them so that everything finally is registered in the property, in the land register. And of course, if they want, we find a tenant for them, of course.
So one more follow-up question to what you just said. You, in the beginning, also mentioned a fund that there is an indirect opportunity to invest in the real estate market. And I was wondering, yeah, is that fund also like open eligible for U.S. investors? So is the fund registered in the U.S. or is that just for other like German investors?
Until now, it is open only here in Germany.
Okay.
It's registered in Germany for people that are from Germany. That is how we did it now, but we are open to discuss any other opportunity if there's really an interest regarding an indirect investment. But until now, the investors are more here from Germany for the fund.
I see. Okay. Another thing that I think would be highly relevant and interesting for U.S. Investors is the option of second residency and or getting a passport in Panama. I think that's something that you can help with as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. Because in my experience, for many people, it is very important to have a plan B for their assets and maybe as well for their life, because many people do not feel so comfortable with the situation in their home countries. This could be the political, the fiscal, or any other situation which causes them problems. And so they are looking for new locations outside of their domestic hemisphere. And typically the security, the economic growth, political stability, and beauty of a country are important to you when you make your selection for a country. And Panama, as mentioned before, combines some of these important factors and makes it very easy to obtain a residence permit in Panama. And the main types of visa, to name them, first, there's an investor visa for investments. Here, a minimum investment of $300,000 is required. The second one is the Friendly Nations visa. It's named Friendly Nations. In my opinion, the easiest way to obtain a second residence in Panama, it's for the citizens of 48 nations worldwide, including the US, Canada, European countries, and many more. Requirement is only to open a bank account and to incorporate a company, but this company does not have to be commercially active. So it's very easy to do it. I have the same. I have the Friendly Nations visa. It's a permanent visa. The permanent second residence for me in Panama. And there's as well a retiree visa, and this is for retirees who receive at least a monthly pension from their home country of minimum $1,000. And these people get very big discounts in restaurants, hotels, and these kind of things. And after having held your permanent residence for at least 5 years, you can apply for Panama citizenship and apply as well for the Panama passport. So it's quite easy. There are different ways to obtain the permanent second residence. And we are happy to help with our team of lawyers that we have in Panama.
Do you have to stay in Panama for the whole of the 5 years? Or is it...
No, it's quite easy. I mean, to apply for it, you should... organize a trip to Panama for at least 10 days to get all the things done in Panama. And after 4 to 6 months, you will get your permanent visa for Panama. The only thing that you have to do to guarantee your permanent visa in Panama is to come to Panama at least every 2 years. But this could be as well a transit on the airport. So travel to Panama every 2 years and that's it to maintain your permanent residence in Panama. And as mentioned, after 5 years, even you can apply for your Panama citizenship and your passport.
Interesting. Okay. You have mentioned before we started recording, you have just returned from Panama. I think you have been there for business the past couple of weeks. Maybe you can just give us a brief situational update on how Everything is there with Corona at the moment, and also maybe more generally how the country has handled the crisis overall.
Yeah, for me it was a quite interesting trip. Normally I bring investors with me, like investors trip, but this trip was just for me to get my own impression about the new Panama, so right now in the COVID-19 situation. I just came back last Saturday after nearly 2 weeks there. And yeah, Panama and Corona. I mean, in Panama, there was a hard lockdown since March, which was lifted gradually between June and September. So it was really a hard lockdown for a longer time. And since September, Panama is completely open again. And since October as well, the tourism industry is reopened. And no matter from which country tourists are, they are allowed to travel to Panama with the only condition to bring a negative corona test result, which is not older than 48 hours, or to be tested directly on arrival at the airport in Panama for $50. And the result is available after 20 minutes. And if you are healthy, you are allowed to travel into the country. I did the same 2 weeks ago when I arrived there. So I brought with me a negative corona test, which I did a day before my arrival. It works very well. Everything was very well organized at the airport. And my impression regarding the corona measures in Panama was very positive, to be honest. It was better than I thought, because I felt very safe and comfortable during my 2 weeks trip. What I saw, people are wearing face masks everywhere in the streets, in the restaurants and everywhere. And furthermore, when entering even the smallest stores or restaurants or hotels, your body temperature is automatically measured and you are asked to disinfect your hands. And what I see as well, there are still many stores, restaurants and hotels that are still closed because it's not yet profitable for them to open. I think with the beginning of the tourist season, this will be now for mid-December, beginning of January, I think these stores and restaurants and hotels that are still closed will open again. So again, I felt very comfortable and I will be back in Panama already in January. This means as well my next investor trip already with investors booked will take place in January. And then again in April. And everybody is very welcome to participate in our investors trips to Panama. I mean, it's a beautiful country. It's a good combination of doing business, of doing investments, but as well on doing vacation on the beaches or on the mountains.
That sounds very appealing. Where can people go if they want to find more information about the next investor trips that you have planned?
I think the easiest way is to contact me by my email address that we are going to provide with the podcast. I organize the trip always very individually. So for every single investor, depending on the requirements and objectives that the people have. So in what kind of investment the people are interested in, beach properties, islands, or is it just a capital investment in Panama City, buying and renting it out? So it all depends on the people. So the best way is if someone is interested for the January trip or for the April trip, just send me an email. Hey, Klaus, I'm interested. And tell me something about your person and why you are interested in Panama. And then I'm going to organize everything. So it's a bit more individual. What I do not like is these, you know, Jamie, these big groups of people and to show everybody the same thing. I mean, everybody is very individual. So this means as well, the days are planned individual.
Sounds great. I will definitely make sure to include your website and your email address in the podcast description so people can get in touch with you if they are interested in joining you for a trip to Panama, or also if they just want to get more information about the kind of services you offer. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today. I think your topic, the business that you do, is highly relevant and very interesting. So I'm very much looking forward to staying in touch and observing what you're up to over the next couple of months.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jamie, for being in your podcast. It was a pleasure for me. All the best and stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
This was another episode of our podcast Investments in Panama. Further information about the podcast you will find in the podcast description and as well on our homepage. If you enjoyed our podcast, please feel free to give us a like or a good recommendation. All the best, your Klaus Happ.